Okay, I watched Nancy Grace and the attorney for the Anthony family, Mark Najim, I think is how you say his name. If I pronounced it wrong, I apologize. Arguing and basically accusing each other of being liars the other day, talking about the case of missing Kaylee Anthony. Then I see all the hullabaloo. I'm not even sure if that's a word when it came to the search, the organized search that Tim Miller was putting on to look for Kaylee Anthony. Tim Miller now says that he doesn't think Kaylee Anthony will be found alive or dead. I remember very clearly bounty hunter Leonard Padilla not only telling others but me how he was going to organize a force of many from the bail industry to come down and help with that search. Although when asked where were they, he said, I guess they didn't show up. Then to hear Tim Miller say, we're going to suspend a search, I have to go to North Carolina, and Leonard Padilla come forward and say, well, I've got a place to search. One has to wonder why Leonard Padilla didn't say that the very first day. Why Leonard Padilla didn't come forward and say, listen, I have an idea. I have a hunch. I have an intuition. Because it seems like maybe that may be something that they have to do. We can all hope that Leonard Padilla's hunch and intuition will pay off and Kaylee Anthony will be found. But one has to wonder all the man hours and money that was wasted in searching. And Leonard Padilla all of a sudden waits until Tim Miller leaves to say, I'm going to do it my way and here's where we're going. Makes you sit back and scratch your head. We're all in this for the same thing, I think, is to get justice for Kaylee Anthony. I hope we're not into it for 15 minutes of fame. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.